This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1395, How to Build Your Relationships Virtually and 3 English Phrases to Get Started. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
We are all spending more time online these days. Today, get unique ideas for ways to come together with your community online and 3 phrases to initiate better connections.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Excellent. Michelle, how are you?
I am good. You know, I feel like I've been getting a lot closer to people lately. Like my relationships have gotten a lot deeper, I've just been connecting with a lot of friends, a lot of family more recently. A lot of it is actually due to the internet.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this year in 2020, we've all been home a lot more. And it's so ironic that, yeah, we haven't been able to see people as much, but we have been able to connect through, thank God, the internet, right? Technology. Yeah. Me too. I mean, I've been, you know, well, for a while, my niece was calling quite often. My little niece would call and we get on Facebook, and we're still doing that with my parents. So all of us would be on FaceTime. And yeah, just getting closer emotionally, even if you're far apart physically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because you don't live close to your family, and I don't live close to my family either. So it is nice to make sure we stay in touch. Yeah, actually, I think a while ago I did an Instagram video asking our listeners for ways to stay in touch with people, and they gave me some great suggestions. So, yeah, but this is really important, right?
Yes.
I do feel like I've been keeping in touch with friends and family even more than usual. And, you know, we can maintain our closeness or get closer to people even when we're, you know, working from home or when we have family or friends who don't live near us. And I feel like, you know, I have it's interesting because this year, like you said, we have been in a lot more. A lot more. And I'll end up speaking to friends who I don't speak to regularly. And it's kind of, it makes me wonder, why am I not doing this more frequently? And so that's something that I want to keep and keep in touch with people.
I love that idea. I think this is forcing us to come to realize who we want in our circles, right? Who matters to us and how important the social connection is. Because sometimes, like, I'll go through a day, I'll be working online, busy, stressed, and then I'll just have a conversation with someone and it totally changes my state of mind. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so important for our mental health, I think, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, there's other good things, like we can keep learning. We can, you know, have like a language learning Zoom group or something like that. And I think that, you know, it just makes everybody more human, right? Getting online, getting talking. It's so good to just kind of have that community. And, you know, Lindsay, with our All Ears English community, we're so lucky because we have our Instagram account.
I know.
And we have so much fun over there, and we have built this community. So even though sometimes, you know, we think, oh, what is social media doing to us? I feel like now people are really seeing there are so many positives to us, and that includes Instagram. So like, guys, on our Instagram, we have videos, we have photos, we're teaching over there, we're, you know, we're talking to you guys, and people are really connecting on our Instagram. So make sure, if you haven't followed us on Instagram yet, make sure you do that, because that's one more way to build our loving All Ears English community, right, Lindsay?
Absolutely. We've got around 20,000 members of our community over there, but I know there are many more of you guys out there just waiting to connect with us, right? And each other. That's what it's all about, connecting with each other, because we believe in connection, not perfection, right? When it comes to learning English, that's what we share in common, okay? So I love it. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. It's just about taking the right actions to feel connected. We have to take that little extra step ourselves to get ourselves into a community where we do feel connected.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. So I figured today we could talk about some ideas where we can stay connected with friends or family who don't live near us. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe like if we're working from home, mm-hmm. ways to just kind of build connections with people, even if they aren't necessarily face to face.
Okay, I like it. So the first thing we can do, the first kind of category is with our friends and family, right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. This idea of a game night, it's kind of cool. So I've seen people do this in the last couple of weeks, do like a trivia through FaceTime or something. Pictionary, mm-hmm. have you done that?
Yeah, actually, I got together with two of my friends and we did Pictionary. And at first we said, oh, we're going to do a game night. And then I thought, eh, no, we're not going to actually play a game. But then we did. We played Pictionary. And it was so much fun. It was like, and I felt like there was actually no real difference in our chemistry from, you know, being online versus being in person. Of course, I'd rather be in person. But I just, I had so much fun and it really got me in a really good mood. So I think that this is important.
Yeah, I love that idea. Well, it's because you get in the moment with these games, right? You get in the moment and you can have a chance to kind of forget about other things that are going on. So that's important. Yeah. What about happy hours? I mean, I know a lot of people have arranged over the last 6 months or so happy hours virtually, right? Mm-hmm. Having a glass of wine together, that kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. That is super fun. We have been doing that as well. We have like a whole big group that has been getting on every week or so.
And awesome.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, I just, you know, these are people that typically I only see them every few months just because, you know, life gets in the way. But then I think now everyone is kind of saying, wait a second, we should be doing this, right? This is just something that we should always do. And we should say, oh, if anybody, well, I mean, for me personally, you know, because I have a baby, I don't go out at night anymore. Instead, you know, it's just been mostly, you know, watching TV and, you know, just doing whatever, like nothing too exciting because you can't leave the baby, right? Unless it's a special time and we have a sitter, which is not very frequently, right? But now I'm realizing, well, I have other friends who have kids or other friends who they may not be going out on it, you know, every single night. And it's like, well, why don't we try and speak more? So this is, you know, enriched my relationships with some of my good friends who I normally don't get to see that often.
Yeah, I love that idea. Or sending gifts, you know, just sending something. And that's fantastic. We had a friend of ours sent us a bunch of candy last week and we just like inhaled it.
What kind of candy?
Like chocolate, lots of chocolate stuff. We just went nuts on it because I think things just mean more when you're inside a lot. Just really nice stuff, like sending a gift. And that can make you feel closer to the person. Or doing a book club. Or by the way, I'm going to start an article club pretty soon with some friends of mine from graduate school. We've been talking on the phone more, but now I suggested last week, why don't we just read an article and then all come and talk about it? And you can bring wine or beer, whatever you want. Just really a nice time to get a little deeper into an intellectual conversation.
Right, definitely. And for our listeners, this is such a great way to practice your English. Let's say you, but the thing is, you got to force your friends to speak English with you if they don't, you know, speak English that frequently, right? Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time talking to my students at school about, okay, well, make sure that you tell your friends to speak English, right? So if you have friends who automatically will speak English and you speak English with them, usually that's great. But if you have friends who just are like, whatever, right? Or it's hard to get that motivation, right? Just say, okay, we're going to do this English book club, right? To practice our English. Because guys, we know that, you know, you don't feel confident with English, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you want to fully express yourself. You want to be understood. And you have to do as much as possible. You have to speak as much as possible. So that's one way to do it. And to have something that you enjoy and to discuss, that's a really good way to do it.
We are working hard on something awesome that is going to help you if you do business in English. It's our Business English course, based on insight from real workplaces collected from more than 100 native English speakers. Get your name on the list to get an early invitation when it opens in a couple of weeks. Go to allearsenglish.com/early to get invited. allearsenglish.com/EARLY. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Oh my gosh, this episode is giving me ideas. I bet our listeners would love an article club for All Ears English. That would be the coolest thing, where we could get groups of listeners together with one of us, you know, a few times a month, and we discuss an article. I mean, I think our listeners really want to go deeper into certain topics, you know, intellectually speaking, right?
For sure.
So we should talk about that as a team here at some point.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So yeah. And then one last idea for friends and family is, you know, do some music. I've seen Jimmy Fallon has done a lot of music online. Oh, yeah. And yeah, play some music, have a talent show, have a little jam session, whatever it is. Just try and find ways to connect with people that is more than you might usually do.
I love it. And then when it comes to work, so we've been doing some interesting things as a team, our small team, right? Just the four of us, Aubrey, Jessica, Michelle, and me. What have we been doing, Michelle?
Well, we've been doing like team meditation, where we put in how much meditation we've done. Although I don't know why I still have trouble with the app.
That app is honestly, it's not user friendly. I cannot figure out how to get it to log my hours either.
Me too, because I keep on trying. Okay, I'm glad that we're talking.
Okay.
Okay, I'm having trouble with it. So, but anyway, but that the main idea is to, you know, have a way to kind of like maybe do little challenges, maybe a fitness challenge, things like that. And one of the things that we're doing is we're sending videos to each other, like, oh, this is what my apartment looks like. This is what my house looks like. And, you know, these are really good ways to connect with people that you work in.
Work with. Yeah, especially if you work with people remotely, right? A lot of people are working remotely in 2020. So, you know, what does their space look like? We called our challenge All Ears English Cribs, right? Because crib can be used to talk about your home.
Right.
And we all walked each other through our homes and introduced, you know, our dogs, our kids, where we would have coffee if we had each other over, right? All these things bring you closer together as a team. So very cool.
Yeah, for sure. Right, exactly. It's just like normally we only see each other just once a year, you know, and you're at or person from time to time, but like this just kind of gives you a different image. So I love it. So yeah, that's another way that you can suggest staying in touch with your coworkers, especially, you know, in any case, we live in totally different places. So that's so many people are in that situation. You could also have a theme day, right? If you're on a meeting, you could do like a funny costume, or I've heard of people like, oh, everybody wears a hat, or, you know, maybe you bring in a song lyric you like, just different ways to build the team.
That's awesome. I love that. Now I have to figure out puppy training online. I have to figure out how to train my puppy online through a trainer. That's another thing.
Ooh, okay. Awesome. That'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting. So let's get to the vocab for our listeners, right? So this is great, because actually this is straight out of a conversation. I mean, this reminds me of a conversation I had on Wednesday night with my friends from grad school. Mm-hmm. We had been meeting every 2 weeks just to catch up and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And last week I suggested the article club, right? So these are exact phrases that I probably used talking to them.
Okay.
This is awesome. Good.
So yeah. Do you want to do the first one, Lindsay?
Yeah. So the first one is, hey guys, I think we should try an article club this week, right? Or a book club this week, or having a happy hour this week. So that is your structure, guys. That's what you should be writing down or underlining if you have the transcripts today.
Right. Definitely. Or here's another one. Would you all be up for a virtual jam session, a game night, a team meditation, something like that?
I love that. Or here's the third one. I know it's not the same, but we could have a yoga instructor run a class or meditate together in a meeting, right? We could do all these things that, if you think about it, you can do pretty much everything online through technology that you could do in person, right? Because we have the video apps and things. Yeah,
for sure. So yeah, yoga can be a little bit tough because, you know, sometimes the teacher needs to go all around. But so you could say, I know it's not the same as being in person, but we can do this. Right. Mm-hmm, so I think that that's really good. But I just think in general, we need to have this, you know, idea of connecting with people, even if we aren't, you know, close to them physically. Mm-hmm. There's still so much more that we can do. And I think now I'm learning really all the different ways and that I'm going to continue speaking to people. I mean, I've been speaking to my family most nights over video chat, and it's only tough because my son, he wants the phone now. So it's pretty impossible to do it.
That's cute. He wants the phone. Like, he wants to be on the phone.
He's obsessed with like chasing after the phone. Like, as I have him video chat with my parents or my in-laws, and he just wants to hold the phone. But then he walks around with the phone and he just see like the top of his head, or he's turning it all around.
That's
and
hilarious.
He's just so funny. So now, like, it used to be that we could have a whole nice chat, and now it's absolutely impossible. The only way that we can do it is when he's eating, that he's distracted and he's like in a high chair. So that's a tough one.
That's okay. This time will pass. You'll get through it. It's good. Soon he'll be like my niece, which is initiating the calls. And then she's similar though. Like, she'll have the phone in front of her. She'll be outside, like on her bike or something, and I can see the top of her forehead and watch her like watching the park and things. It's funny. It's so
That's
funny.
Cute.
Good times Aww, though. Good I love times. It. So the takeaway today, guys, I mean, first of all, just go over and join our Instagram channel, because good stuff is happening over there. That is the way to connect with us, you know, more currently, right? Right there, we do videos pretty much 5 or 6, 7 days a week, right? Our videos or updates or photos or whatever it is.
Right.
And then the takeaway, guys, remember, you can come together with the people in your lives, even if you're online. And these are some of the ways to do it with these phrases too.
For sure. You can really build up those connections with people, make your relationships even stronger. I know that I have. And it's really been a big change for me. I've really enjoyed it. And it's something to look forward to. And it's just really good emotionally to put people in a good mood through connection, whether it's at work or with your friends and family.
I love it. So good, Michelle. All right. Thanks for hanging out and talking about this today. And I will talk to you very soon.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.